afternoon. We're with Jewelers.
Yo, buddy. Real quick question for you on those earrings.
Yeah.
You didn't want them certified, did you?
No.
Okay. Part of me got thinking, I'm like, well, they're for your sister. Like, is she going to want, you know, GIAs or some sort of, you know, certificate behind them? You know, which, if so, we could totally do, but then we'd have to go loose and not mounted.
Yeah. No, she doesn't care. I didn't even tell her color and clarity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just focused on budget.
Focus on size. She doesn't
focus
know
on
size.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. She could come back and tell me she wants size. I don't know.
Okay. I hope she does, Patrick.
Yeah, she can afford it.
I hope she does. I hope she wakes up tomorrow and goes, you know what? Screw it. Fives.
Yeah.
That would work for
how old
for
is
me.
She? 47 this year or something like that? I don't know.
Okay. Man, we're old, aren't we?
Yeah.
My old grade school buddy of mine, I mean, damn, when we were in middle school, we were best friends. I was at his house two or three nights a week, every week, and we played sports together, and he sent me a picture over the weekend of our 1997 Little League baseball team. And I just, man, wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like yesterday, trust me, but... Also, at the same time, I go, like...
Doesn't feel that long ago.
Right. And I'm like, dude, 97. That was a long-ass time ago.
Yeah. So I came across a thing on YouTube last night, and it was songs that every millennial will know. And
mm-hmm.
it was totally all the songs you fucking grew up with.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And then, like, NSYNC and shit came on there, and I was like, oh, man... I remember when the girls were fucking obsessed with them.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Fights over Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and then who their favorite member was. And yeah.
Yep.
I was like, whoa. Like, a lot of dudes got super insecure and jealous over that. I never really gave a shit, right? That's where the, I hate NSYNC, blah, 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 comes
mm-hmm.
from. Right, it's insecurity and jealousy. Right? But I was just like... the fuck is going on here?
It was a craze, man. It's like,
yeah.
You remember, like, the TRL days?
Yeah.
Dude.
And they would just, like, sit outside and just fucking...
they'd lose it.
Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, they'd absolutely lose it. It was nuts.
Yeah. But to be fair, a lot of dudes our age were the same way about Britney Spears growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I never got into that. Like, that just wasn't...
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never really, like, a...
But I was still... I was caught between, like, being a metalhead, like Metallica and Pantera and, you know, trying to, like, that. And then also, I was, you know, some of my friends, you know, and I, we got into rap. So it was, like, mm-hmm. one of those things where it was, like... I was either listening to rap or I was listening to, you know, rock, heavy rock and roll, you know, metal. Neither of which my parents, like, I had to hide it.
Yeah, I was never really into metal. I mean, I listened to Metallica, but that's probably the heaviest I've ever listened
mm-hmm.
to.
Yeah.
Right. A little bit of Korn.
Yeah.
You know, but I went big into rap and hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that
I,
was...
I can give you some good stuff that you've probably never heard of.
Probably.
Yeah, and it's
probably.
Good.
Probably. Now I
yeah.
listen to none of that. I mean, I still listen to some rock and roll, but it's...
Yeah, there's some good rap out there, man.
Nah.
Tupac's some good stuff, man.
I'm rapped out.
Yeah, Tupac's some good stuff. He's got some good messaging.
Who?
Tupac.
He's been dead for 30 years.
Yeah. So, that doesn't change the messaging.
No, but it's old rap, though.
Yeah, so it's fucking Metallica.
Well, no. Okay, so to your point, old rap, fine, I'll listen to it. New rap, no shot. No shot.
It's just pop. There's no lyrics. There's nothing. It's just a dance. It's a dance tune. Yeah. There's no comparison. I understand that. I'm not sure
you
compare them.
Okay. All right. I misunderstood the way you were describing.
No, man.
I thought you were saying new rap, and there's some good messaging in new rap, and there's some good stuff, and I'm like, nope, I'm good.
There's no messaging in new rap.
No, there's nothing.
No. Just like country music. Country music's for white people
Dude.
That don't want to admit they like rap.
I love country music, but I don't like modern country music.
Yeah, I mean, modern country music is just rap for white people.
It's going down that road. Even a couple years ago, it was still okay. Not everybody, you know, you can't just paint that, you know, huge brush. But there was still enough country music in the mainstream pipeline that you'd go, okay, this is still, you know, good lyrics and telling a good story and, you know, this and that. And then really in the last, like, 3 years, you start throwing in the...
So I think you're just getting old.
Well, maybe.
Because I remember my roommate in college, right, used to blast country music songs, and it was all about trucks and Red Solo cups.
That's not true.
I promise you.
I promise you it's not.
No, the, what he would play.
Okay, right. Well, that's if you're playing Toby Keith Red Solo Cup on repeat, yeah, of course. I mean, that's all.
Probably what it was.
Yes.
That's probably what it was.
Which, right. When we were in college and even like young, like mid 20s, yeah, people loved that song. We'd go to the bar and people would do like, you know, that song on the jukebox all the time. I'm like, it's such a, you know, or you know, my truck and my tractor. Like, come on, guys. Like, there's way deeper, better music than that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But to each their own, I guess.
And most people just like what they're told to like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of different stuff. You know, if I can kind of bop my head to it and, you know, catch on the beat and I can understand the lyrics, I'm usually...
Oh, man, I remember in high school when the unreleased Nirvana stuff came out right along the same time as the Black Album from Jay-Z. And a couple of girls gave me CD, both albums, and I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, the greatest week ever. They're so good, dude. Just bumping the Black Album along with...
With some Nirvana thrown in there.
But it was unreleased Nirvana. That was good stuff, man. That was good stuff. Oh, and then someone gave me fucking the Nirvana Unplugged album, and then I took my car in for service, and they fucking stole it.
Bastards.
That was like a $60 album that she gave me.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, but I didn't notice it until like days later, so it's like, well... A little late to go bitch and complain right now. I should have hit the eject button as soon as I got it and been like, where's the fuck's my CD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's such a good album.
They were betting on you not to check.
Yep, they did, and won the fucking bet.
Yep, they did. They won the bet, my friend. Yeah. They beat you that day.
They did. Lesson learned. Yeah.
I hate dealerships.
It wasn't even a dealership. It was just like a regular...
That's bad, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've ended up just taking my car to the dealership because I've had not great experiences at Independence.
Mm. I feel like there's two camps when you're describing that. You got the guys that have gotten screwed over by the mechanics, and you got the guys that have gotten screwed over by the dealerships.
Well, whenever I get my oil changed, I always say I don't want aftermarket. I want authentic parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting it done, and then all of a sudden my oil light started going on. And I was like, what the fuck, my oil light's going on? And he's like, you need to take this to Volkswagen. There's something wrong with your oil injector or whatever, right? Pressure gauge or something. It's going to be like a $3,000 repair. So I took it over to Volkswagen, and the dude was like, nah, it's an aftermarket filter, and they have a tendency to collapse and cause your oil light to go on. All I need to do is change the filter. Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the mechanic trying to screw you over. That's just the mechanic not being familiar with Volkswagen models.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
No, but it is screwing me over if he's charging me for non-aftermarket pieces and putting in aftermarket pieces.
Oh, well, yeah. If he was charging you non-aftermarket prices and throwing in a, you know, a shitty aftermarket
mm-hmm.
cheap filter, then yes, he, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm on the opposite camp. I've been screwed over by a lot of dealers.
Yeah.
Dealerships, two or three such occasions where, you know, I had one guy when I had my uncle call him because I was like, if I call this guy right now, I'm liable just to walk in there and just punch him in the face.
Yeah.
And you know, like, yeah, just I've had better luck with independent guys than I have dealerships.
Yeah.
So funny how it's usually one camp or the other.
Yeah, I mean, there was one where I used to live, her husband, the one woman that works here, her husband owns a shop and I used to go there, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, yeah. Everything.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if you can find a guy.
Yeah, and this is the key. You can find a guy, or I can go to the dealership and just pay the fucking money.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a highly populated area. If I don't like this dealership, I can go 5 miles down the road and find another one.
Yeah, you are in a great position to be able to go, oh, I don't like your service, I don't like this, I don't like that. Yep. I'm going to go 5 miles down the road and somebody else. And they know it.
Yeah.
They know it. So
yeah.
The leverage then swings right back into your favor.
Yep.
Which is so important.
Yeah. That's probably why I have better luck
with
dealerships.
Yep. Yep. And on the flip side with me...
They pay more than the independent guys do.
Yeah, but they also charge more.
Right. No, but I'm saying so you end up getting the better mechanics because they pay more.
Yeah.
So, is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find a guy that's good, knows what he's talking about, and he's not looking to, you know, pull a fast one on you, he's worth his weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's just like jewelry.
Amen, brother. Amen. I was going to start telling people I'm the fifth C.
Yeah, you should.
I think that's going to be my new tagline.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, at this point in my career, I'm not, I mean, you and I have talked about this, and I wish I've had 30 U's because I don't need to bullshit how good the diamond is. I don't need to try to pull a fast one on somebody. Like, I genuinely want to help. Like, I am a problem solver by nature. Like, you come to me, this is what you're looking for. I'm gonna work hard for you and try to find the best fit that I can.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be shady about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna, you know, play games or do any of that stuff.
So my mentor was supposed to give a lecture this weekend, but it got canceled, and he's like, I don't know. If it was lack of sign-ups or the topic or bad marketing, I was like, a little bit of everything. And also, all these fucking conferences are in person, and who the fuck wants to go to 15 lectures a year at different cities to get to see this shit?
Yeah.
And none of it's fucking online.
Yeah.
Can't buy it. If it was online, I would buy a ticket and I would watch it.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that before, man.
Yeah.
This industry is so...
So I told him, I was like,
behind the times.
I was like, dude, why don't we just start doing these talks once a month, once every 2 months, twice a fucking year. Run it through your website, have people buy tickets and fucking stream it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people in IJO and RJO complain about how many shows they have to go to? And those are organizations that require you to go to they're supposed to require you to go to one show a year. They only do two shows a year. But if you're in both IJO and RJO, now that's two shows a year. I have numerous jewelers complain about that being too many.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they expect me to go to a show every year. I don't need to do that. You know, and it's like, that's one show. Now, okay, you're in two organizations, so now you got to go to two shows. But two shows in 12 months? I really don't think that's a lot. And I have jewelers complaining about that.
It is, though, because it essentially becomes your vacation time. Imagine if you lived in Omaha.
Yes.
Right. It's not like here where I could just pop on the train and go to New York City twice a year.
Right.
For a day. Right.
Well, and that is the other thing. These locations aren't always in, you know, sometimes it's in Denver, Colorado. Other times it's in Savannah, Georgia, Minneapolis. I mean, they do them all over.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, to your point, if it takes one or two layovers to get anywhere, you know, and it's taking you a day, just a day of travel there and a day of travel back, yeah, now you're out of the store for 5 days.
And you're losing a Saturday.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Always. You know, the shows are Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so you got to leave, you probably got to leave Friday to get there late Friday night.
Thursday. Because they only start on Friday. They only start on Thursday.
No, the RJO, IJOs don't, but other shows might. Like RJO, IJO generally starts on Saturday. It's a half day on Saturday, full day Sunday, and then either a full day Monday or a half day Monday.
Yeah.
You know, but to your point, if it takes you a day of travel to get anywhere, because you're in, you know, Omaha or, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
Now you got to leave the store on a Friday. So maybe you get there Saturday, and then you got to leave Monday, probably take a red eye. Like, that's, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I could see where that would be an issue. It'd be different if, like, you're right outside of Miami or Newark or something like that, where you could just jump on a plane and pretty much get anywhere relatively quick.
Yeah, but in reality, they should do a show in Chicago.
They used to.
No, but it should be Chicago, New York, Miami, L.A.
Yeah.
Maybe Dallas. And that's it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be in any other cities.
Well, the Vegas one's the big one, you know, and I know that's overwhelming for people because it's so big. But, I mean, if you're only going to go to one, that would probably be the one I would go to.
Yeah.
Because that way you could at least – because that's a week-long show anyway.
But even then, like, it's just not even fucking worth it.
I like your idea. I really do. I think that would be a very – it's like BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, BlizzCon started doing the ticket stuff virtual a long time ago, and crazy success.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Why isn't this shit streamed?
Yes. No. Dude. Yeah. Oh, you could freaking stream it with your iPhone.
But, I mean, even beyond that, at the very least, you could just set up a YouTube membership, right? $10 a month for YouTube membership, you're getting a lecture a month.
There you go.
Yeah.
$10 a month. I mean, people may pay more for that than on their Spotify. Like, I mean,
yeah. And then what you do is you do $10 a month, and then after a year, everything in that year goes membership free. And then you're accumulating views on the old stuff and still making money on it while generating memberships on the new stuff.
Well, you should probably be like maybe more on the business side of stuff instead of jewelry, my friend.
Not that difficult, dude.
You say that, yet here we are.
You just gotta understand modern consumer habits.
Well, we don't have to.
I do.
Well, on a smaller scale, yes.
Yeah.
But on a grander scale, our industry seems like they're stuck in 1995.
Yeah, man. I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, like, I tell them all the time, like, it's not difficult. I'll fucking do it for you.
Yeah.
It's not hard. You don't even really have to fucking edit it.
Nope. But you do have to be in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
It does have to be front and center. It has to be people on their mind. They have to remember it or see it where it triggers a memory.
He's got a fucking newsletter with 5,000 subscribers, all jewelers, mostly gemologists.
That's a lot of subscriptions.
Yeah.
You get half of those people to sign up. It's a good amount of money and, you know, paves the way for, you know, for future success with videos.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah, man.
Well, we'll pick this topic up another day. Go pull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you, man.
All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Right. Later.
Yeah.